Stark County voters will decide the fate of several levies on the November 3rd ballot. Among them is the renewal of SARDA's 0.25% sales tax. Also up for renewal is the 8-year 2-mill levy for the county library district, as well as a 0.3-mill additional. The Alliance School District is seeking a renewal of a 2-mill permanent improvement levy. The Sandy Valley School District has a renewal of a 2.3-mill tax. Lexington Township is asking voters to approve a 1.5-mill additional road levy, while Nimishillen Township is seeking an additional 3-mill fire levy. The Village of Magnolia has a renewal of a 4-mill police levy. The filing deadline for issues and nonpartisan candidates was Wednesday. A Canton man has pleaded guilty in federal court to hacking the Stark County Criminal Justice Information System and a Connecticut-based corporation. Prosecutors say 21-year-old Michael Rogers stole personal data from about 300,000 people through the Stark County system between January and October of 2024. He also admitted destroying electronic devices to obstruct the federal investigation. Rogers will be sentenced at a later date. Flock license plate cameras helped authorities quickly track down a suspect accused of a road rage shooting in Medina County. U.S. Marshals say 26-year-old Thassanai Suwanason was arrested without incident Tuesday night in the 600 block of Strip Avenue Northwest in Jackson Township. Investigators say the shooting happened on I-71, about 3 miles north of the Route 83 exit. Two people were in the targeted vehicle, with one suffering minor injuries. Suwanason is charged with felonious assault, and two firearms reportedly were found in his vehicle. Breaking and entering and aggravated arson charges have been filed against the two men injured in last week's Canton house explosion. The Canton Fire Department says 40-year-old Justin Bruce and 42-year-old Michael Mullins were inside the vacant Bonnet Place Northeast home when it exploded July 30th. They each face one count of breaking and entering and 9 counts of aggravated arson. Both men remain hospitalized with severe burns. Stark County Family Court will have a new judge later this year. Governor Mike DeWine has appointed North Canton attorney and current Family Court Magistrate Beverly Proctor Donald to the bench. She will take over October 1st for Judge Rose Marie Hall, who is retiring at the end of September. Proctor Donald will serve the remainder of the term and will need to run for election in 2028 to keep the seat. Carnation Days takes place at Beach Creek Gardens as part of the Carnation Festival today from 10 to 4. Tours of the Haynes House and Mabel Hartzell home continue. Days in the Park continues from 4 to 9, with the band Better Monday performing at 6. The hot air balloon liftoff is scheduled for 7. Glamorgan Castle will host Shakespeare at the Castle starting at 7. A Euclid man has pleaded guilty after police say he led officers on a high-speed chase that ended with a crash. 43-year-old Richard Lewis entered the plea Monday in Portage County Common Police Court to failure to comply, vehicular assault, and resisting arrest charges. They stem from a May 2025 pursuit in Manaway that injured another driver. An obstructing official business charge was dismissed as part of a plea agreement. Sentencing is pending. A tour bus driver has been sentenced in connection with an undercover human trafficking task force sting. 51-year-old Stanley Purvis of Goodrich, Michigan, pleaded no contest to engaging in prostitution and was found guilty Wednesday in Columbiana County Municipal Court. Purvis was arrested January 31st after responding to an online ad and arranging to pay for sex. He was sentenced to a $500 fine, 20 hours community service, and substance abuse treatment. A drug charge was dismissed. A Lisbon man has been sentenced to 9 to 12 years in prison for attacking the mother of his child. 36-year-old Frederick Kruger was found guilty last month of charges including felonious assault, strangulation, and domestic violence, and sentenced Tuesday. He opted for a bench trial in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. Prosecutors say the October 2025 attack left the woman with serious facial injuries and that she was choked until she lost consciousness. Her child called 911 and Kruger was later arrested. A Boardman man is out thousands of dollars after police say he fell for a scam involving a caller posing as a Huntington Bank employee. Investigators say the man was convinced to send about $12,000 through Zelle to supposedly reverse fraudulent transactions. The scammer then tried to get him to withdraw another $2,000, but the man's mother intervened before he did. Police say the victim has frozen his bank account. No suspects have been identified. Youngstown firefighters kept a house fire from spreading Wednesday night. Crews responded around 10 to a home in the 100 block of Braden Street, where the blaze was confined to the third floor. A damage estimate was not available and no injuries were reported. The cause is under investigation. A Youngstown man will spend more than 4 years in federal prison after authorities say he brought guns and ammunition to an airport. 27-year-old Luis Rojas K. was sentenced to 51 months in prison after pleading guilty to being a felon in possession of a firearm and carrying a gun on an aircraft. Authorities say 3 handguns and more than 200 rounds of ammunition were found in his luggage at Pittsburgh International Airport in 2024. Rojas K. was barred from having firearms because of a prior felony conviction. A Trumbull County woman convicted of child sex crimes is facing a parole hearing this month. 36-year-old Felicia Beamer is serving a 15-years-to-life sentence for rape and child pornography-related charges connected to a 2011 case. Prosecutors are asking the Ohio Adult Parole Authority to deny her release, citing what they call a history of disciplinary problems while incarcerated. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.